Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we delve into a powerful story from the book of Kings about the prophet Elijah. Today's Bible verses are from 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 13 to 14. Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid, go and do as you have said. But first make me a little cake and bring it to me. Afterwards, you can prepare something for yourself and your son. For the Lord, the God of Israel, says, the jar of flour shall not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry, until the day when the Lord sends rain upon the earth." That's 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 13 to 14.
The story unfolds in a small village during a severe drought. In this arid land, we meet a widow who is at the end of her rope. She has barely any food left, and what little she does have, she is saving for one final meal with her son. With no rain in sight, the drought has ravaged the land, dried up the crops, and emptied the reserves. Her situation is dire, to say the least. She is fully expecting that after this last meal, she and her son will succumb to starvation. The severity of her predicament highlights the depth of her despair and sets a stark backdrop for the hope that is about to enter her life through Elijah's unexpected visit. Elijah's request to the widow might seem strange at first. Imagine asking for food from someone who is on the brink of starvation. But there's more to this request than meets the eye. Elijah's faith in God's provision is unwavering, and he sees an opportunity for God to showcase his power through an act of obedience. By asking the widow to first make a little cake for him, Elijah sets the stage for a miraculous promise. It is an extraordinary act of trust, not just for Elijah, but for the widow as well. In a time of her greatest scarcity, she must trust in a promise that seems almost impossible. Yet it is this bold move that unlocks the potential for divine intervention and sets in motion a chain of miracles. Elijah's request is not about taking from her, but about opening the door for God's abundance to flow into her life. Elijah tells the widow that the Lord has promised her jar of flour will not go empty, nor will her jug of oil run dry until the Lord sends rain upon the earth. Can you imagine the immense relief and hope these words must have brought to the widow? Just moments before, she was resigned to a fate of hunger and death for both her and her son. But with Elijah's proclamation, her dire situation is completely reversed. This divine promise isn't just about the practical needs of food and sustenance. It is a powerful symbol of God's unwavering provision and faithfulness. In one bold statement, Elijah transforms her reality from one of despair to one filled with hope and security. It's a reminder that even in our darkest moments, divine intervention can bring about unimaginable change. The widow's story teaches us that faith in God's promises can alter our circumstances in profound ways, bringing life where there was once only the shadow of death. In the book of Kings, Elijah exemplifies the role of a prophet, a bringer of divine hope in times of despair. His words to the widow serve as a powerful testament to this role. When Elijah conveyed God's promise that her jar of flour and jug of oil would not run dry, he wasn't just addressing her immediate physical needs. He was delivering a message that nullified her figurative death sentence, transforming her despair into renewed hope and possibility. Prophets like Elijah don't merely predict the future. They bring God's word to alter present realities, transforming suffering into a state of hope and expectation. Elijah's faith and assurance in God's promises turned the widow's fear into freedom, proving the potent power of spoken words inspired by divine truth. Today, we too can assume a prophetic role. While we may not call down rain or multiply provisions, our words carry the potential to bring hope to those in desperate situations. Whether through acts of kindness, encouraging words, or simply being present for someone in need, we can channel God's hope and sustenance to others. It's a sacred responsibility calling us to speak life and light into the darkest corners of the world, just as Elijah did. Imagine walking into your workplace or even just scrolling through your social media feed. It's almost certain that you'll come across someone who feels overwhelmed, hopeless, or even desperate. They may not be facing physical starvation, but their spirits might be famished. In this modern context, embodying the spirit of Elijah means recognizing those metaphorical droughts in people's lives and stepping forward with compassion and encouragement. Just as Elijah's words brought tangible hope to the widow, our words have the power to uplift and sustain others. Think about the friends or colleagues who might be struggling silently. A simple act of kindness, a thoughtful message, or even offering a listening ear can make a world of difference. It's not about solving all their problems, but rather showing that you care and that they are not alone in their journey. Moreover, it's through our actions that we can mirror the divine promise that Elijah brought to the widow. Volunteering for community service, supporting local charities, or simply being available to help others in small yet meaningful ways can have a profound impact. We don't need to be prophets to bring hope. We just need to be present and intentional with our care. Let's challenge ourselves to look beyond our own circumstances and be vigilant in spotting those who might need encouragement. By doing so, we carry forward the legacy of Elijah, becoming modern-day instruments of God's blessing. Let's strive to be that light in someone's darkness, proving that hope and love still prevail in our world today. The story of Elijah and the widow offers profound lessons that resonate deeply with our lives today. It shows us the power of faith, the potency of divine promises, and the transformative impact of a word of hope. We learn that even in the face of dire circumstances, there is a potential for change and renewal. By embodying the spirit of Elijah, we can be a beacon of hope and encouragement for those around us. Let us take the initiative to offer words of kindness, engage in acts of generosity, and share messages of hope with others. In doing so, we not only uplift those who are struggling, but also strengthen our own faith and resolve.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, in times of drought and despair, you reveal your unfailing provision and boundless grace. Just as you sustain the widow through Elijah's words of hope, we ask that you renew our faith in your promises today. Help us to trust in your divine provision, even when circumstances seem bleak. Lord, open our eyes to see those around us who are struggling, and fill our hearts with the courage to speak words of life and encouragement. May we, like Elijah, be instruments of your hope and light, bringing comfort and renewal to those in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for this time together. May God's blessings surround you and fill your days with peace, hope, and love. Go in His grace, and may you continue to be a source of light and encouragement to those around you. Until we meet again, stay blessed and carry His light wherever you go. Take care.